Just to follow up on what you're talking about with the watercress grows in flowing water, and so it is likely that flowing water would have more mineral elements in it than stagnant water, especially if it was, you know, a mountain source. But the question I had to ask relates again to water, actually. We've been working with some electrolysis units to purify water, and you can using a platinum electrode, you can create microclusters of water. What I'm wondering is if you were using a colloidal mineral from someplace, say, such as Tempe, Arizona, and you put it in the water and ran it through the electrolysis, if that mineral was containing iridium, gold, platinum, the group element, would it be likely to reach that high spin state given you are using an electrolysis process, or would that not be advisable?
Would the platinum group element that you're running the water through?
Well, I'm suggesting using a water an electrolysis unit which has a platinum electrode in water, and it produces off of one electrode, you can get a highly alkaline water which has microclusters down to about 5 to 6 molecule clusters. It's also an antioxidant, extremely low oxidation rate potential. If you had water which had minerals in it, if you added colloidal minerals or even ionic minerals to the water and then ran it through such an electrolysis unit, so you're running it through the electrolysis, do you feel that would be likely to add spin to the iridium, or do you think it would not work in that format?
Well, without seeing the specific machine or the apparatus, it wouldn't be appropriate for me to comment on it. I will tell you that, in fact, if you look at a metal, that when metal is first produced at the foundry and it comes right out of the atmosphere control, the elements are quite reactive. And actually, as they sit for a few days at age, the surface becomes passivated. They originally used to think that it was an oxidation and an air reaction with a metal. We now understand that, in fact, the nature of the atom changes, and what was a reactive atom now slowly changes to a more ceramic nature, and it doesn't have valence electrons for chemical bonding. So the surface atom doesn't have a nearest neighbor to protect it, and literally its nature changes.
If you were using minerals which were from a plant-based source, specifically what's called colloidal minerals from, there's a product...
Which means absolutely nothing. So.
Right. Well, there's a product bottled in Tempe, Arizona, which is taken from deposits found in the soil, but they are not mineral-based, they're not metallic-based minerals. They are actually ancient vegetation deposits. And they are high in minerals. Specifically, they do contain gold, iridium, platinum, and I believe rhodium. Those are the minerals.
Well, let me tell you that I do know that one iridium atom can control 56 molecules of water. One iridium atom can control 56 molecules of water. These are very hygroscopic substances. And under their control, I mean that the chemistry is now dominated by the one iridium atom. So I suspect that probably what you're dealing with here is clustering and a change in chemistry due to traces of these elements in the water. That would be my first reaction to it. I don't know that, but that would be my first reaction to it.
Thank you.
Okay.